T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sean Jones says, JP, you know we can't hear the music, so you sound extra terrible when you're singing. Sorry, brah. Lamville, you like this one. Brian Twitty says, stop singing, daddy. I am really curious. Some dude commented on here to draft Bo Nix, but like I think he paid $2 or something to make it like a bigger comment. Check that out. This is the first super on a live stream. I don't know what the hell that means, but if somebody's willing to pay $2 for me to say they want to draft Bo Nix, I'm available for sale. I mean, I don't know the $2 is the going rate, but Michael Rodas, you win. You're the first dude to pay $2 to say draft Bo Nix. I kind of think you're kidding, but that's cool. I wanted to run through some other draft stuff. BetQL. Oh, no, not BetQL. BetOnline.ag always send me odds, and they make it really easy, so then I pay attention to it. To all the other betting places that get mad. So I like some of these. We'll run through them. Landini, you can make picks with me because Jeff left. So Nick Saban and Bill Belichick are going to be part of the draft broadcast. What do you think happens first? Nick Saban smiles or Bill Belichick smiles? Saban is the favorite on this, minus 150. Belichick at plus 110.
Yeah, I would go with Saban. I feel like Saban, at least he does commercials where he appears happy, and Bill Belichick, unhappiness is just who he is.
Well, Saban also added, Saban left of his own volition, right? And Belichick was fired, and then Robert Kraft conspired to keep him out of the league entirely. While you've got the cluster buster in there, ask him if I get the $2 that guy paid to make a super comment. Microphone, please.
I'm thinking we split it. Can't we split it? B's not here. We can split it like five ways, four ways. What do we get?
I got to stand up for B.
Okay.
We'll split it five ways. What is $2 split up five ways?
All right. 40 cents.
40 cents.
Okay. That works.
Hey, and that in my gas tank.
We're 40 cents closer to the Finley girls going to college. Shelby needs Invisalign. Has anybody ever done that? Dropped a super comment?
No, but they should.
Yeah. We're pro super comment. How do you think we're doing so far on the stream, Cluster Buster, Boss, CK?
I think we're doing great.
Okay,
kind of a soft launch. I think we're doing well.
Okay.
It'll be even better tomorrow.
Do you care if we hang up the poster from the porn convention?
No, that's fine.
All right. Jeff, get some we couldn't find any tape.
I'll bring some thumbtacks in tomorrow.
All right, boom. We're getting it's a hell of a poster, so tune in tomorrow because we're putting that thing back up. All right. Number two, which highlight will the ESPN NFL Draft broadcast show first? Marvin Harrison Sr. making an NFL highlight of Marvin Harrison catching a pass from Peyton? That's a heavy favorite, minus 1,000. Or Drake May's older brother, Luke May, winning a title playing for Carolina basketball? The only reason this is interesting is because I think Drake goes ahead of Harrison.
I think that's kind of a question as to who gets picked first. I mean, I honestly think that's who wins.
No, because I think Drake May can get picked, and there's so much to talk about, dissect with a quarterback, especially if he gets picked ahead of Jaden, or if he gets picked even like ahead of JJ. There's so much quarterback specific B-roll they can run, VO they can run, that You don't have to lean on the deep cut Luke May highlight. Whereas wherever Marvin Harrison gets picked, even if it's after Drake May, 1,000,000% they're showing a clip of his pop.
I think it could also be, I mean, does it like pre-show count? Because if they're doing the pre-draft show and they'll be talking about the top prospects, when they mention Marvin Harrison Jr., they're probably going to also mention his dad and show a highlight.
Yeah.
Whereas I think you're kind of right. You know, Drake May's brother is probably not one of the top things about him.
Right. Because
nobody knows who the hell that is. But at least if you're over the age of 30, you got to know who Marvin Harrison is.
I imagine these odds only start when, like, Roger Goodell steps to the podium and is like, all right, hey, Detroit, we're on. Whatever his official, like, announcement is. This one, I think I would take yes, frankly. Will Jim Harbaugh draft a Michigan player? How many picks do they have?
At least late. You'd think there's got to be at least somebody.
Yeah.
Like the seventh round?
Right.
It's a Michigan guy, seventh round.
Maybe this is only specific to the first round. Because otherwise, of course he's going to. You know, like, this has to be specific to the first round because the Chargers have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They have 9 draft picks. 1,000,000% they're taking a Michigan player in the 9 picks. So that must only be in the first round, in which case I don't think they're doing it. There's like this weird school of thought that he might draft J.J. McCarthy and try to trade Justin Herbert. I don't see that. I don't really understand this. But I guess this is because some of the prospects watch from home. Over under 2 dogs shown on the broadcast during round 1.
Oh, yes. I saw the list a few weeks ago of guys that were going. It didn't seem to be that many of them.
13 guys,
I believe. So a majority of these guys will not be there. They'll have the home cameras, though, obviously. And, I mean, everybody's got a dog.
Jeff, over under 2 dogs? You going to 3?
Over 2 for sure.
All right, they call this the Ben Standing prop. Over under 1 cat shown.
There will be a cat. Yeah, somebody will have a cat. Yeah, absolutely.
And it'll probably be like a lineman with the cat.
Yeah.
I think I'm going under on cats.
If there's a giant man holding a cat, that'll be shown.
It's going to be like an offensive tackle, offensive guard.
Olu Fashanu is 6'8", 330, and he's just going to be holding a little calico.
Exactly. Just a little baby cat. They'll show that 100%.
Gonzaga College High School alum and Heisman Trophy winner, Caleb Williams. What color nail polish will he wear? Now I'm going to give you your options. Black, +150. Orange, +200. White, +500. Pink, +600. Blue, +700. Green, +1,000.
I think he's going to have either blue or orange with bears painted on his fingernails.
Landini, I got no dog in this fight. I don't know.
My two thoughts were either orange and blue or red. And I guess they didn't have red as one of the options.
Jeff, you are the youngest among us. And you're not that young, but you're younger than me and Lanville. Are dudes painting their fingernails? Is that like a thing now? Is that an L.A. thing? I'm not judging. I'm an old guy. So I am removed from things. I don't.
JP, I actually am judging. You know how like the older guys, y'all get on us about wearing slippers with socks? I think that's like.
I really give you a hard time when you wear a purse.
My older or the man bag. My older guy thing is I do not like the fingernail painting. I'm not judgy. I'm just not a fan of it.
Or more, like, is Caleb Williams the one dude doing it, or is that a thing?
It's like more of the younger guys, like that 20, I would say that 18 to like 22, 23 range.
Well, of which Caleb is right in the middle.
Yeah, it's because like, even the artist did it. NBA Youngboy did it.
If we had 100 young men between 18 and 22, like, how many of them are painting their nails? Like, 20 out of 100? 30, 50, 10?
I would say about 25 to 30.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, good luck. You know who likes to paint their fingernails? My 5 and 8-year-old daughters. And I support them. And if you're a 19-year-old man and you want to paint your fingernails, God bless you. Live and let live. Landfill, you must be enjoying the prop bets because you're not even yelling at me that I need to go to break. But in fact, I need to go to break. We'll be right back. It's Beamish and Finley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.